Welcome back to the Commerce Collective podcast brought to you by Flywheel. It is March 2024, and what does that mean? That means that we are back at Shop Talk in Las Vegas, bringing you three live recordings of the podcast featuring our partners as our special guests, covering a variety of topics in the world of digital commerce. I am your host, Emma Irwin, and in this episode, I sat down with Banu Bhardwaj, Group Director, Product Management at Walmart Connect, to talk about all things measurement and path to purchase in the omnichannel landscape of Walmart. Without further ado, let's get straight into it.
My name is Banu Bhardwaj, and I lead the product team that is responsible for data measurement and insights products. I joined Walmart about 6 months back, and I'm most recently coming from Meta, but I worked at IRI, Circana, Unilever, Wyndham. So, you know, familiar with lots of data sources, lots of different ways to use it. So, that's a little about me.
Amazing. How's your Shop Talk so far?
Good and exhausting.
Yes, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. It's good to see so much good energy, but that energy needs a lot of caffeine.
It sure does. I only had one little hotel coffee this morning. I'm like, I need some help here.
You need some more, yeah.
All right. So today we are talking all about measurement and the path to purchase. And we're going to start off with our first topic, which is the Walmart Omni Consumer Purchasing Path Overview. So my question for you is, as the number one U.S. omnichannel retailer with over 4,700 stores, Walmart offers consumers all of these different ways to discover and shop. Can you share how you're building solutions that address the challenges or opportunities of this landscape?
It's an exciting time to be in this space. So Walmart, of course, has a massive scale and a very unique journey for our customers, right? 90% of American households shop at Walmart annually, which means our customers are very diverse. They range from everyday customers of all ages looking for household items, like I personally love the bagel shopping at Walmart, to small business owners who need to stock their stores, large corporations needing bulk supplies. So, you get that diversity from the need of the customer. You also see diversity in who shops. So, last year we saw about a third of both online and in-store orders come from households earning more than $100,000, right? So you see diversity of need, you see diversity of income, you see diversity of ages. And then, the customers are omni-shoppers, right? So they aren't shopping just in one place. About 139 million customers visited our stores and e-commerce weekly last year. We want to meet our customers where they are. So, they are exploring different ways. They are choosing different ways, online shopping, in-store shopping, online pickup and delivery, and we are right there with them. Now, that means that they want convenience. They want to save time. They want to save money. But their purchase path is evolving also. So we need to evolve with them. Now, that's the landscape. What does that mean for us? So we are continually innovating, right? So we're innovating in our ad products that we offer for these customers to our advertisers. So looking at not just the journey in one view, but looking at it across the funnel. So engaging shoppers at all touch points. So for example, in CTV and social, we are creating new ad formats for our online properties. We are continuing to invest in our DSP for the Walmart on-site inventory. Again, new formats like brand shop. So that really gives advertisers a choice to explore different parts of the funnel. And we want to be right there to offer those to brands. Now, when you talk about ad products, we know that advertisers also want to talk about measurement. And they want to be able to measure their investment and make it more effective. So we are also focused on measuring each one of these ad formats across the funnel and tie our measurement capabilities to omnichannel, right? So one view of the entire shopping in-store or online. Lastly, I think the other thing to keep in mind is that when the funnel is exploding, so is how to measure it, right? So as the purchase path becomes complex, what brands want to do at each point of that path is complex. So we need to measure and measure based on the business's objective, their campaign, and continue to expand our suite of metrics that we offer to brands. So it's, you know, it's fairly complicated, right? So you look at the ad products that are evolving, the measurement that is evolving, and the metrics that need to evolve with that as well. So I know that's a lot, but you know, there is definitely a lot going on here.
Yes, it was a good comprehensive answer. We love measurement and everyone loves measurement. So it's an exciting time to be in this industry. So my next question for you is, with so many physical and digital points where advertisers can really reach consumers and with so many fulfillment options layered on top of that, how is Walmart Connect thinking about the nuances of what really counts as an e-commerce sale and what points we attribute as in-store, mobile, on-site, off-site, audio, or otherwise known as multi-touch attribution?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, the complexity keeps going on and on, right? And, you know, each retailer has different touch points. They also have many ways to look at that and to understand attribution. Now, you know, that's good in some ways, but also confusing in others. We here at Walmart, we tie our individual attribution models to our ad formats, right? Because as I said earlier, you know, it's about what brands want to do, what is their objective, and the metric needs to match that, as does the measurement. So for search, for example, we offer click-based last touch attribution because that format is usually focused on engaging shoppers who are actively searching at the bottom of the funnel. Not always the case, but very often. And we also look at, you know, those edge cases. But I think when it comes to search, that is the first thing that comes to mind. Display, this reaches shoppers at multiple parts of the journey. Offsite, onsite, which lead into the awareness, the consideration, conversion, all parts of how shoppers are making the choice and going through that journey. So here we do a fair share attribution because that better reflects the multiple touch points across the journey. That's about attribution, right? But we also know incrementality and cross-channel measurement is very important to our advertisers too. So Walmart's ad mix modeling really serves that purpose of looking at things across the channel to better understand the holistic impact of the Walmart Connect investment. Lastly, later this year, we're also looking at building a new attribution reporting, which will help advertisers understand the entire impact of that Walmart Connect ad from an attribution perspective. So a lot of different things, but I think we are trying it to the ad format.
Yes, we're excited for all of it. All right. So if we're digging deeper into measuring and executing on the various touch points. So I know Walmart Connect is continuing to focus on building out those measurement capabilities, as you've just highlighted so many of them. But could you tell me from your perspective, how should large brands be thinking about measuring performance across the Walmart path to purchase?
That's a great question, and it's a complicated one to answer, right? Retail media, you know, according to eMarketer, is expected to grow 28% this year, right? So that, you know, so you can't ignore it. So it may be complicated, but you do need a solve for it. Now, the good thing is that one of the reasons retail media is growing faster than other formats is the data, right? So being able to connect to that shopper, both in terms of targeting as well as in terms of measurement. So that offers really unique opportunities for impact and being able to quantify impact and to continuously make your marketing better using that impact assessment and the insights that you can generate, right? So I think with that landscape, I think the one thing I do want to say is that all ads should not be measured only on conversion, right? We talked about search versus display. Clearly, they have different objectives, right? We know there's a lot of in-store advertising that happens in our stores as well. Each of those in-store formats plays a different role. So when choosing a retail media partner, you should ensure that you do more than just drive and measure conversions. Brands and advertisers working with Walmart Connect should look at the full impact of their advertising. And this means, what is your reach? What is your awareness impact? What's your brand equity impact? What is the consideration impact? All the way to conversion. And what's also the overlap, right? So we know that, you know, when somebody is converting, they're also having some amount of brand recognition. Right. So I think more advanced measurement can look at even the combination of these things. And given our unique data and our products that we build, I think we, from an omnichannel perspective, are definitely a leader in this. And our unparalleled scale, reach, diverse customer base enables us to give that best closed loop purchase and shopping behavior, as well as its measurement across hundreds of millions of app, online, and in-store customers with multiple touch points across the funnel. So I think my advice to brands is to think of measurement in relation to your objective, right? Choose the measurement aligned with your objective. Choose the metrics aligned with your objective. And also don't hesitate from combining multiple products to deepen your insights and decisions. Measurement is becoming more complex, so you really need a toolbox that you can pull from for the right objective and be able to tie it back for the organization. And I think that is the advice I give to advertisers, and that is the underlying philosophy with which we are building our Walmart Connect measurement and insights product portfolio.
Amazing. Last question that I have for you. Any common mistakes that you see, or maybe lack of awareness brands have regarding Walmart Connect's measurement capabilities?
So I think it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. I think there's a lot of focus on the metrics like ROAS, right? Bottom of funnel metrics. And those are really important and we deliver well on them. But I think if you just look at ROAS, you know, you might make not the best decisions when you're comparing search performance versus display performance, right? They both have different objectives. They both are driving different things. So comparing one to the other, in some cases makes sense, but not in all cases. So I think that's where the art and science of measurement comes in. Really, that's where the, you know, you need to think about the underlying methodologies, make sure that you're doing an apples to apples comparison from the methodology perspective, but also, you know, from the format perspective. You don't want to, you know, not invest in a certain area because you use the wrong measurement. So I think having that nuance and understanding that is really important. I think also is important to, you know, if you want to really look at across formats, then something like a Walmart ad marketing mix is a good way to look at cross-channel performance. It also is going to look at incremental impact. It's different from sales lift measurement, which truly looks at incrementality and is the holy grail of digital and retail media, but gives you a view cross-channel, right? So I think, again, you know, that toolbox, right? So ROAS for fast measurement, incrementality or sales lift for more accurate measurement, and marketing mixes for cross-channel. So I know it's complex, but I think we all know that the shopper journey today is complex. The good news is that I think there are enough measurement solutions that can help you understand it and navigate it. It's just that, you know, there isn't one panacea for the complexity that we're dealing with.
Of course. Amazing. Okay. That wraps up all of my questions. Thank you so much for your time and being willing to do this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This was great talking with you.
And that wraps up this episode of our 2024 Shop Talk series. There are three total episodes for you to listen to, and you will not want to miss out on any of them. I have been your host, Emma Irwin. Thank you, Banu and Walmart Connect, for their expertise, and I will see you next time.